The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's going on, besties, and welcome to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer. It's a nice, rare weekend where Craig and I are, or a rare week where Craig and I are both home in Charleston. I gotta tell ya, feels nice. So yes, of course, I'm joined by Craig Conover sitting at in his living room in Charleston. Nick is in Virginia, and I am also in Charleston in my office. And what's up, guys? How are we doing? How's everyone feeling after the weekend, after Phoenix?
Good. Good to be home in Charleston. It feels unusually cold, but I think it's a cold front, even though it's only like 51 degrees. I do have the fire going, but
really?
Yeah,
dude, today was a really sheer. It was a really shitty, cold day, just like a wet day all day long. Which
went to the gym, saw Shep.
Went to the gym.
That felt
good. That felt so good.
It's funny you just, Austin just asked if I wanted to talk about the weekend I had because I didn't post. I'm on this new like Reels kick. And I have been working on this video of us hiking for days now, and I am really fighting my, you know, OCD or procrastination or whatever mental illness I disorder, whatever I am challenged by, wherever I am on that list of things, it blocks me in picking clips sometimes. Yeah, so I have a really cool one hiking, and then when I was at, so I went out to it was near Lake Marion, actually, which I did not know where Lake Marion was. So you go down 26 to 95, get off on 95, and like 5 minutes past there, my buddy Brandon and his wife Caroline, they have family land, like 250 acres left. And talk about a version of paradise in my book. And it was my college best friends. It'll be, you know, Austin knows these guys, like, you know, he'll be with them with the groomsmen and the wedding one day. But I pull down this dirt path after going to this country gas station, and I'm driving, and like a mile down the road, there's just this like brand new pole barn looking house. And all my friends' vehicles, it was like the grown-up version of seeing your friends' bikes out front. And I pull up and I look over to the right and they've got a fire going. My friend Kyle is roasting oysters. And you can see that there's boxes of clay pigeons on the back of some of the trucks. And I let my country flag fly. I took all of the fireworks from my garage out there. That are too big to ever let off in my like community. And I bought us a little clay pigeon shooter and we ate oysters and then we set up the clay pigeon shooter and everyone brought their shotguns. I do not have a shotgun, but we had like all different types and it was just awesome. And then we went and shot, one of my friends had an AR-15 and he has like that we had steel, targets in another area of the land. And so we shot that and then we shot handguns, which I'm not great. I don't have any experience with a handgun. It's actually a lot harder to be accurate with a handgun than most people would expect. Have you ever shot a handgun?
Also? Yeah, man, you were there actually. We were at Shep's hunting cabin and we set up like a box and the box was like, you know, 20 feet away, right? Like it wasn't even maybe that far away. And Shep was like, it's actually really, really tough to, you know, aim this. And I just, you know, emptied the clip. And I think that, like, I grazed the box once, you know, I was like, oh yeah, well, this is
every
difficult
millimeter of turning, you know, equals feet. Nick, you're shaking your head. Do you have pistol experience?
Oh yeah. No, I was just laughing. Yeah. My cousin has a place down in North Carolina and I got buddies out here. That they we shoot all type of shit like that. We'll just go out.
Well,
we'll a fire.
Well, Craig, man, I have a question. Not that you really have to do much like explaining on to why it was paradise, but why you know was it? Was it just because it was like, you mean all your buddies? But like you basically described it as being paradise prior to getting there. Is it just because it was just like a country and kind of, you know, out there, and like you knew that you weren't gonna have to deal, you know, with anybody but buddies?
No, I can see how that's a good guess. It was the isolation was so cool of having this feeling that I was like, I can do whatever I want here and no one can tell me not to. Like it was kind of like,
Did you buy dip cans, man? Were you dipping the whole weekend?
Everyone was, but I don't dip anymore. So we had Red Man like, out there.
Man, I don't dip either, but like if I was there, I feel like I'd be like, fuck it.
I kept looking at the Red Man. It was a good old fashioned, like, I don't want to say guys' day because girls couldn't do enjoy it too, but like that's what it was. So I'll walk you through it. So with the handguns though, I wanted to be able to pick up a handgun and know how to do everything with it. So I was like, Sean, walk me through it. Cause he carries now cause of his like job. And so we just started with the gun on the table, and now like they had multiple handguns. Like I feel comfortable grabbing any handgun, like checking if there's a round in, like clearing it, putting it back down, loading it, racking it, you know, putting a round in the chamber, and then knowing where like the safety is and all of that. So that was my goal.
Are you going to get a gun, Craig?
I don't like people knowing if I have guns or not, because I feel like if I don't have guns, I'm going to become a target. And if I do have guns, that's fine. So if I had a lot of guns, I would tell you. I mean, to be honest, I was never going to, it all had to do with my drinking journey, and I've come to a comfortable spot now.
No, man, that's totally fair. That's totally fair, man. There was like a long period in my life where I was like, I am not going to get a gun. I'm not going to get a gun because I don't trust myself, you know, with one. That like I'd come back from the bar drunk or something and be like, look at this thing. And like, you know, pop off outside my house or something stupid as shit like that. I know, Nick, I mean, like you're shaking your head, but like, it's true. And that's the reason that I never got one, you know?
No, and now I'm laughing because I had a friend do exactly this in college.
Okay. No way. Right. That's right. Why. And so, you know, being, you know, responsible, being a responsible gun owner is, you know, very like important if you're going to have one. So, I mean, if I did get one, which we're talking about it, you know, it'd be under lock and key and, you know, in a safe, I guess, or I'd have to like, you know, use my fingerprint or something.
Blacking out is dangerous enough. Like you don't need to add weapons to the equation. And so about a year ago, I finally got comfortable with my drinking. But like, I had a night where Paige had been here for like 2 weeks and left. And it's the only time this has ever happened. And I was sober, but my security system malfunctioned. I have no idea what happened, but it went off. And in that moment of finally being like,
she was
No, she wasn't there. So I was by myself. And in that moment, not being like a fucking, you know, drinking every, like being of complete sober mind, I was like, there is no reason that I don't have something to defend myself with. Like I have, you know, I had a knife, you know, and I was like, like, this is not, I'm way too sober for this. Like, this is crazy.
No, and man. So, I mean, imagine, I don't think that I'd be able to stab a home intruder, you know, I mean, unless I mean, obviously I was like very, very threatened, but like the thought of putting a knife
I would slit his
to somebody seems so fast. Fucking crazy.
Well, but also to get that close is dangerous, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Like they most likely have like a weapon.
And I'd miss and they'd, you know, punch me in the face or something. I'd be like, stupid knife. And then they'd have my knife.
So, yeah, and exactly. And so I looked up, I was like, there's got to be something between a knife and a gun, you know?
Did
and
you
so
spring there's to action, not... by the way? That's a what? Question. Did you spring to action or did you freeze in bed or, you know, wherever you were? When like
so,
your alarm went off, were you like, oh fuck, I'm just gonna hide under the covers and hope they go away? Or did you jump up?
It's a great question. It was in the middle of the two. I froze and then I worked it out in my head. Probably it seemed longer than what it was, but probably a second or two. You know, your brain's firing so fast that I was like, you need to get up now. And yeah. So, like, yes, I froze, but then I got up and I got my like, you know, bedside knife and I had to clear the house. And I was like, next time this ever fucking happens, I want to have a fucking firearm in my hand. And so I looked up non-lethal guns and there is a huge market for it. And you could actually get it on Amazon and they shoot non-lethal rounds. But I will tell you this, if you get hit with one of those motherfuckers, you are not... you're not going to continue to walk in that direction.
Right. Dude, what is it? Like a rubber bullet, you're saying?
They're hard plastic.
It's like getting shot with a bouncy ball, like a lot of them, but like it coming out insanely fast.
No, there's right. Nothing bouncy about the ones that I have.
They well, are. I'm just saying it's a hard freaking thing that's coming at you, but it's not going to kill you. It's just going to put you on your ass.
I mean, if you held it to someone's head, it might. But
yes, they're less than lethal is what they're
and you can get the ones with like mace inside them, like paintball guns and stuff. So it was a good start. It looks like a gun.
Kind of what I want. I kind of want like a paintball gun.
So it's CO2. It's like, CO2 operated. It's CO2 operated. It feels like a regular gun. It sounds like a gun, but it's non-lethal in case you're not ready. You know, if you're not ready to give up, you know, to harness that responsibility. And it allowed me to teach Paige. Like Paige is very comfortable with that gun now.
Really?
She knows how to handle it. She knows how to load it. She knows how to clear it.
Where do you shoot it, man? Do you shoot it in the backyard?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't anymore, but because it's more powerful than I thought. But there's training ones that come with it, like water filled. So like one time something happened where like she called me and she was scared about something. And I said, do you want to go get the gun? And she said, yeah. And I was proud of her. And so she went and she got it and she knew it's a great starter gun. Anyway, so I am now ready to move on to the next thing. And so being at the farm and putting so much, like we did our own safety briefing, just hanging. So we shot the handguns. And then we went back to the house, got the fire going, put up a projector on the side of the barn and watched the basketball games and just hung out, Austin and Nick, and like lit the fireworks. And it was like a big kid's like hangout. And then everyone had a bed, you know? So I would love to buy land like that and just build like I would have four wheelers out there.
Yeah, man, we actually talked about this on our hike. Someone asked you, Craig, if you think that you could live off grid for like 100 days, and Craig didn't even hesitate. He was like, absolutely. But I would need like a four wheeler and this and that. And like, it kind of made me laugh because I was like, yeah, man, I would just need, you know, high speed internet and, you know, like a freaking, you know, pull down projection screen and a couple of four wheelers, some guns.
Well, I think the internet's the kicker because, or service or TV, because this house that we stayed at, even though we were in the middle of nowhere, and I liked that you could look to the four corners of the property and not see anyone else. There was just, I don't know, there was a feeling of isolation.
I like that.
Except we did shoot guns for like 8 hours straight. I was like, Homeland's going to show up at some point and be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? But they had a 70-inch TV inside. And so you didn't feel like you were too isolated. Like, I don't know, it was kind of like the best of both worlds.
Just living in the country.
Yeah, I was living in the country. Awesome. Yeah, you should come out next time. But and we smoked. I took my old I gave my old Traeger to my friend Brandon, and so we smoked meats, and that's what we ate. But in case you've been listening to this, and in case you plan on robbing my house, I now have a plethora of firearms to protect myself. So don't break into my house. But we'll take a break and we'll be right back from these commercial breaks.
Ever wished there were more than 24 hours in a day? Because same. Luckily, Chomps knows real life demands real ingredients. That's why they make healthy snacks perfect for life on the go. Get ready to find out how good healthy snacks can taste with Chomps. Every bite is bursting with bold flavor and comes in a variety of flavors for everyone. With zero sugar, up to 12 grams of protein, and chompable flavors, you can take bigger, bolder, and better bites every time.
Chomps are simply made with natural ingredients you can feel good about. They're filled with the highest quality, sustainably sourced, 100% grass-fed meat, so you can feel good about what you're snacking on. Chomps Sticks comes in 9 delicious, bold flavors, so there's a healthy snack option for everyone. Or grab a variety pack to satisfy your whole family's taste buds. That's my favorite. With thousands of 5-star reviews, snackers around the world have satisfied their hunger cravings with Chomps. Even better, you can order online and have them delivered straight to your door, which is what I take a lot of advantage of. You can even subscribe for ongoing savings.
Right now, Chomps is offering our listeners 20% off your first order and free shipping when you go to chomps.com/pillowsandbeer. Go to chomps.com/pillowsandbeer to see all the delicious flavors and get 20% off your first order and free shipping. That's chomps, chomps.com/pillowsandbeer. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, joined with Austin Kroll and Nick Norris. Check out pillowsandbeer.com for all things happening Pillows and Beer, and subscribe to our YouTube channel to watch these videos. We love seeing your comments and getting our subscribers up on YouTube. And one day, I promise, we will do the things that we said we were going to do, which we did start with a hike, and we will have a video of that hike for the YouTube channel.
I am very impressed. Now Craig and I are 1 for 25 on things that we say that we're going to do but don't do on this podcast. And we said that we were going to go on the hike, and I got some DMs from people being like, y'all are not going to go on a hike. And we went on quite the strenuous hike.
I want to hear about your weekend, Austin, but I kind of want to wrap. I've talked too much about it, but the farm, I could see myself. I one of my goals is to have like a homestead one day, like a farm and stuff, but I don't want to rough it. I just want to be able to enjoy kind of a country home, if you will. I think
Look, I think that, you know, there's something to be said for every time that we go and do something cool and stay somewhere sweet at this point in our life, it's very tough to like not be like, I want something like this. I mean, it's very tough to not be like, you know what? You know, so I went to Indy, and I went to Indianapolis after Phoenix, as you went out to your friend's farm. And even when I was there, I was like, I wonder what even property costs out here. You know, it's probably kind of lucrative to, you know, to buy some rental thing, because, you know, the Super Bowl comes out here, like March Madness games, the national championship and things like that. And I don't know. I mean, it's easy to, I'm not going to buy property in, you know, Indy, but
well, what's it look
I
like?
I had like a beer or two. I was like, I'm curious. So I'm going to look up some of this stuff on Zillow. And like, that's just kind of what happens these days.
What about it though? Like I'm saying, I've never been to Indianapolis, so I don't even know what you're looking at when you're like, oh, this would be cool to have.
I was just looking at these houses on Massachusetts Avenue, which is like their version of King Street. Right. And so some, you know, and there were all sorts of like, apartment buildings, but then there were these homes. I don't even know kind of how to describe what, like what part of the country that I could compare these kind of homes to. But, I didn't spend much time out in Indianapolis. So for all those listening, I went out there to visit a very good girlfriend of mine who had just moved there, Alexandra. And y'all might remember her from season whatever. When I had my trap hop party, she is my blonde friend, my hilarious blonde friend that came into town for those parties. And I filmed with her a few times. Anyway, she had just kind of moved out there and she was homesick. And so I was like, you know what? I actually have the weekend free and I'm in Phoenix flying from West Coast to East Coast. Why don't I just come to, you know, Indy and this great hotel out there, which thank you to Nick for helping us set up. The Bottle Works Hotel was just such a cool spot and they gave me a great room. And we went to dinner. So we went to like a Halls type dinner, Craig, on Friday night at this very prominent steak joint called St. Elmo's. Well, that's what you're
looking forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. I was super, I'm excited for that. I mean, like I flew there, you know, yes. I was very excited for this portion of the trip. And so you saw me, Craig, eating those shrimp. The cocktail sauce on the shrimp is like sinus clearing to say the least. They're famous for it. It was wonderful. We had some laughs, man. But basically every night, man, we just ended it early and went back to the room and just watched freaking movies and just laughed and, you know, caught up and drank wine. And that's the whole reason that I was there, was just to, you know, hang out. It wasn't to like, you know, let's go check out the bar scene. I could have cared.
Well, have you ever less been there? About,
you know, going out. No. But, you know,
and why is she
checked
there?
Out some stuff. She moved there for a job about 3 or so months ago. So she's just kind of getting acclimated and had texted me earlier in the week being like, I miss my friends, man. And I was like, you know what? Perfect timing. So we just had a lot of laughs. We went to this awesome place. So I was in the Bottle Works District, which is on like the lower end of Massachusetts Avenue. And there's this cool spot called The Garage. And it's just like a bunch of, you know, independent food vendors and bars and things like that, you know, in this one big space. And so we went in there and, you know, we have some drinks, man. But once again, dude, this was right across the street from the hotel. So we didn't venture far from the hotel during the whole stay, but it was a very, very cool and like hip sort of area. I was impressed. I was impressed by it. Had a lot of fun. And shout out to Bottle Works
for letting me stay there.
I think that we should do a Pillows and Beer show there, Craig, because I got a lot of DMs being like, why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? You should come here with Pillows and Beer. Why are you here?
What was the best thing you ate?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So there was this like Asian fusion spot attached to the hotel, actually, which we ate on Saturday night. I had some pork soup dumplings and I ended up getting, you know, these yakisoba noodles with chicken. It was delicious. So yeah, the best thing I ate was an Asian fusion place, which I know that you probably wouldn't think of that or like associate an Asian fusion spot with Indianapolis, but it was quite delicious. And it's the restaurant that's attached to Bottle Works. So for those of you that live in Indy, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it was quite tasty. We sat at the bar. Everyone there was so nice. It was great.
What we've got, you know, if I could pick anywhere to watch the Super Bowl, it would be at a steakhouse bar.
Yeah.
I mean, plenty of them out there.
Yeah.
You know, if you've ever been to Halls, I could sit right in the middle of that main bar for the Super Bowl, not the back bar, the main bar, and I would just eat apps and look forward to the fact that I had more food coming and wine. And I think that's my...
Whitney and I have done it before, man, for playoff games. Like, we have been posted up at those, like, middle sort of high tops in the bar area that you're talking about, and we have posted up there and watched football for, like, you know, 3 or 4 hours, and it's exactly what you just described. It was the best. It was so fun.
I do not have plans, though. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
You know that that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store. But did you know Shopify powers selling in person too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere, online, in store, on social media, and beyond.
Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point of sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. That's what we used at BravoCon. That's what we use anywhere we have a pop-up shop. Shopify will always be part of my core story with Sewing Down South. I have an incredible memory from the night that I donated basically donated pillow sales to Hurricane Dorian, and all night we listened to the cash register sound go up on Shopify's app, and I got to track how many people were buying from different parts of the country and the whole world. Like, all the features in Shopify are just, it's really fun to have on your phone, and it's really great that you can use it across all facets of your business. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com, that's shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/pillowsandbeer.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, joined with Austin Kroll and Nick Norris. I will be in New York City because this week I'm going to do stuff in Charleston, which having four days here is a blessing.
Absolutely.
And then I'm going to go to New York, though. I'm actually going to go to my first Knicks game.
Did Jared hook it up? Are you sitting courtside?
I do not know what I'm doing, but I'm going with my good friend Ben Soffer, for like Boy with No Job, and his friend.
Is his friend Josh?
No, I'm not being candid with this. His friend's a banker. Do you want to go? Because the page has Fashion Week stuff, yeah. And my birthday's Friday, so I was like, hey. Like, I'm going to be in the city. Let's hang. No, that would be fun to go with Josh, but Josh lives in LA.
I didn't know that.
We're talking about Josh Peck. But and shout out to the Good Guys podcast. Ben will be on here soon. So I'm going to go to a basketball game, I guess. And then I don't know.
Pro sporting events are so fun, man. Pro sporting events, I mean, basketball, you know, hockey. It's just a lot of fun.
I've only been to one basketball game. Two. I've been to a Nets game in Brooklyn, and I went to the Portland team's game, but I was in a skybox.
Who is the the Trailblazers.
Trailblazers.
Basketball games are fun. Okay. Well, that'll be fun. Wait, are you doing that on Friday, Craig?
Thursday. Then Friday on my birthday, Paige has commitments. So.
Really?
Yeah, but I've been working this out in my head. I'm not a big birthday person, but this year I've been saying it a lot. I've been using it to like be like, well, it's my birthday. I want to celebrate my birthday. So we're going to piecemeal the weekend where, like, I might just go down to, you know, the local shop and buy some stuff and eat it all. Because Thursday I was going to say, all right, let's hang, you know, for my birthday. But then I got this basketball invite. And then Saturday, you know, whatever. We don't have set plans.
I'm the same way, by the way, Craig. I'm the same way, man, with birthdays. I get weird about it, man, because I don't want someone or people to do, you know, something just for me. So, like, I get weird about it. I'm like, I don't want, like, a thing. I just want to hang out with
so the farm thing was my birthday for my friends, which I was like, there's nothing more that I could ask for than this. Mm-hmm. So that was a good one. I would love to hang out with a couple people on my birthday, you know, like if you guys were up there and, like, you know, go out, but I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. But the super, like, she got me an espresso maker that I've always wanted. She sent it to me and she's weird with dates. I was like, I can't wait to open your birthday present. She was like, then open it. What are you waiting for? And I was like, I was waiting for to get closer to my birthday. And she's like, but you already have your present. So just open it.
That's funny, man. I'm that same way where I'm like, no, I'm going to wait on my birthday. And Paige is like, Craig, just shut up and open your present. It's already there. And you're like, okay. I was like trying to be
ceremonial. I'm going to be spending my birthday in New York. I don't know what I'm going to be doing yet, but Super Bowl is like, do you have to feel guilty if you don't do anything for it? What if you just stayed home?
No, I don't think so. I think that Super Bowl, I don't want to do, like, I don't want to go out for it, but I do want to eat foods that are synonymous with the Super Bowl, right? So it's like, I want, you know, the wings. I want, you know, the chili. I want, you know, the dips. I want the things. That's what I do want. And I don't care if I'm sitting at home with one freaking person or if I'm at, like, a Super Bowl party, but I don't want to be at a bar. I just want to eat the food that is synonymous.
That's the food that doesn't deliver well. None of that food delivers well, and I really wish it did.
Oh, well, that's so funny because Paige is always making fun of how foods don't you know, deliver past, like, a certain time. See, because here, man, you just, you know, roll up to the grocery store, and then you're like, 7-layer dip. I want some shrimp here. I'm going to get some wings here from this bar. And that's so easy to do here in Charleston, Craig. It's so easy. Like, you walk in, there's like a whole freaking section for, you know, Super Bowl, like 7-layer dip, this, that, this, and the other. Boom, done, out. And in New York, you have to order it all. And yeah.
I think you had mentioned Whitney's earlier. I think that's a perfect spot is Whitney's Finale Shack. I don't know what he actually named it, but are you kidding me? You have a private bar to go sit in with a big screen TV, and it's actually a bar setup, which me and you love.
Yeah.
I'm sure
the only reason cook. That we ever leave, by the way, so I've gone over there to watch, you know, the playoff games and such. And the only reason that we left is because he doesn't have food there, right? So it's like, you know, obviously there isn't, like, a kitchen. So if we bring over, you know, wings or, like, you know, some dips and stuff, then yes, you're right. It's perfect. I mean, he literally has a freaking kegerator now, man. Like, his taps are working.
Well, and you can open some of that champagne. He's got, like, commercial wine fridges in there.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, who do they not have okay, this sounds silly, they but could. I figured he would have a chef just cook for you.
Yeah. I mean, they could. I mean, I'll actually text him, be like, hey, why don't you, you know, maybe order, like, some fried chickens from Leon's or something. Shit, that sounds good. Or we just get, like, a bunch of wings from, I mean, Home Team. I mean, something like that, because I don't think that we need, like, a chef or anything, you know. It's just wings, dips, and honestly, I'm good. Like, that would make me happy as hell. He just bought a bottle of Louis Trey, Craig. You know what Louis Trey is? You know, that big, you know, gaudy crystal bottle that's at the, you know, top of, like, a bunch of, like, chop houses Louis and, the 13th. You know, nicer bald. Yeah.
Yeah. How much does that cost?
I think he said that he bought it at auction for like $4,500.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you gotta get a sip of it.
I'm looking at it right now. You can get it online for $4,400.
Yeah. I think that he bid on it, right? Because I was over there last time and I was like, Whitney, because when we always joke about it, because him and I were at a bar one time and this guy, the guy
50 milliliter for 800.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that they sell it for like, you know, $400 an ounce, right? And like a typical drink is like, you know, 2 ounces or something. So, you know, you're looking at like an $800 pour. The thing is that when you finish the bottle, so the bottle is crystal, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, you can resell it online for like $600-$700. So when you finish the bottle, they let you take it. So like if you get that last shot, but you run the risk, right? Because when the bottle is kind of deeper than it looks, so you're sitting there and you're like, I think that's the last shot. And then you realize that it's not the last shot. And then you just spend $800 on a pour and you don't get that bottle as a reward.
That's funny. What happens if the restaurant doesn't do that?
Oh, that's interesting. Cause I don't think that like, I think it's like a known thing. Like if you're
carrying it, that, then you know.
Then you know, and you're supposed to give it to the person with the accompanying, I mean, carrying case to the person that finished the bottle. So he just got a bottle of that force. He has become a like collector of, you know, liquors. I mean, when I go to that bar now, every time that I go, I'm like, what's that? And what's that? And what's that? And so when I went last time, I was like, where's the Louis tray? And he was like, you know what? Damn it. You're right. And I need it. And I was like, Whitney, you're going to get drunk or something and let the wrong people drink it and just be pissed that your bottle's gone in like a month. He was like,
have you tried some cool stuff?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he always has some good stuff. I mean, I haven't had the Louis, but if I go there for the Super Bowl, you bet your ass I'm gonna drink some of that Louis. I'm gonna have like a little taste of it at least.
$13,000 for the 1.75 liter.
Yes. $13,000, man. These bars pay to buy it, you know, and then they sell it by the time it's finished for like, you know, $25,000.
You want to make sure you have, like, if someone comes in and asks for it, like, you better have it, because you're like, damn, that's some money I could have just made and I don't have it. But probably only go through, actually, I was about to say, I bet you only go through one a year, but I want to hear some restaurants out there. If you're like, dude, we actually clear like a decent amount of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not worth it, right? Unless you actually run just like a high end restaurant, I'd say, you know, because I am not going into just your run of the mill bar. I mean, I would go into a bar that has a great whiskey selection and I would order, you know, Pappy maybe. I mean, once in a blue moon, right? You know, because Pappy, they could be like, oh yeah, you know, $80 like an ounce or something. But the Louis is so expensive, like an ounce, that, you know, there's no way that I'm just casually ordering that. There's no way, unless it is like a celebration meal, because Craig and I just signed a Spotify deal for $250 million, like Joe Rogan. Then I'm, you know, ordering up some Louis tray. Other than that, I will drink Whitney's.
Yeah, tell him I want to visit soon.
Yeah. I mean, if you were in town, then I'd say that you'd be coming over, or maybe we'd be going to your backyard. Who knows?
Yeah. Depending.
All right, man. Who do you have winning the Super Bowl? How about that?
I'm just not going to root for the Chiefs, but I think they'll win.
It's tough. If we're thinking conspiracy theories, who the NFL wants to win more, obviously the revenue is all, but the revenue is already there because Taylor Swift is in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't think that they make more from the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Like, she's already there.
But it's the trickle. So, like, then they'd have her pictures, like, on the field celebrating and maybe at the parade, you know, maybe, like, like their fans. All of a sudden, you have the Taylor Swift fans being like, we won the Super Bowl, and buying, like, all of the merch. But, yeah, you're right. They already have the benefit.
You know, I mean, for 2 weeks – you know, just leading up, and everyone like us is just talking about it and this, that, and the other. I have a question because my sister is an ultimate Swiftie. You know, she knows every single lyric to every single song. And when she went to the concert, she knew, like, I'm sure a lot of the women that are sitting here listening are like, me too. I know everything. I can sing every word to the 10 minute version of Taylor's version. And I mean, so if you're such like a diehard fan, right? And this is something that I asked my sister, I'm like, you are one of like a billion, right? So like, you aren't like any more special than every other fan who's just as like obsessed with Taylor Swift. You know, this isn't like a niche, you know, cool thing anymore. It's like a fifth of the population is like a diehard fucking Taylor Swift fan. So like, you know, I mean, dude, people are so anxious to be like, oh my God, well, I listened to her, you know, prior, you know, to her being famous, and not just her, you know, that applies to like a lot of things. Like, oh my gosh, I listened to so-and-so band before they got big. Like, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you know, congratulations. So is the entire world.
Yeah. No, people always say that. Well, I listened to them before they were on the...
Right. And like, there's no doing that with Taylor Swift anymore. So like, do you feel special? You know, do some people feel like, oh man, well, like I loved her and then she just...
Well, I, for one, am not going to go after the Swifties. But if you would read...
I am not going after the Swifties. I'm just
That's
curious.
What killed rock and roll, Alex.
But if you want to read...
Alex?
How...
Don't know
Nick,
where...
fired.
Don't know... I literally got an argument with one of my buddies about this that's named Alex is why.
If you want to read why some people think she got famous, you can find it on Google, and it has to do... with the CIA PSYOP program that they introduced in 2019 that just got to the internet.
Put on your tinfoil helmet, y'all.
Wait, but she was famous before 2019.
I know, but mega famous. And I just said some people out there have a theory to, because Austin just said a fifth of the people in the world are fans of her. And I said, well, there's a theory behind that.
I mean, I only made up that number because of what we talked about last week, where it said, where, you know, we said that like a fifth of the voters could be persuaded by, you know, who, you know, Taylor like endorses. So I just kind of made it up from there.
That's why they were like, basically in our tinfoil corner this week, they say that the CIA was like, how about we take someone as popular as Taylor Swift and turn her into an asset? And basically, if we pump money behind her and make her super famous, then anything that she, you know, endorses, we can like have power with, or something crazy. It's a ridiculous thing that exists on the internet right now.
Do you think that Taylor Swift can freaking wield the gat, Craig?
No.
No. Okay.
I think it'd be cool if she could.
I mean,
and
if she's CIA trained it. If she's part of the CIA, then they've probably trained her.
She's an operative. I said
she maybe she
an
is. That'd be so cool. Mm-hmm. It's like spies like us.
I would tell you this. After shooting a handgun, you'll be a lot more appreciative of the people in the shows and movies that you watch that take those, some of those like precise close quarters combat shots.
Right. And then you're like, oh man, headshot, headshot, headshot. You're like, three shots, three headshots. Okay.
Now the long gun, I'm good with.
What is that?
Also, mean? Intruder. Like
a rifle style gun.
Yeah, like a shotgun or a rifle.
Okay. I suck at shooting all guns, dude. I mean, we've done it on the show a few times. And when I went pheasant hunting, I actually had a pretty good shot. Certainly caught Chelsea's eye, but I actually suck at shooting guns. So,
what, Nick? What do you mean by did you shoot traps or clays?
No, skeet or trap. So skeet, it goes across you. Trap, you shoot, it shoots away from you.
The style of skeet shooting that I was doing.
Yeah, I was just curious if you guys are shooting trap or skeet.
The one that goes out from you.
That'd be trap. Okay, I'm just curious. Skeet's a lot harder.
It would have been what, side to side?
Yeah.
Yeah, not, you're kind of right, because some I would let go to the right and they were harder to hit than just down the barrel. I mean, it shot diagonal, but yeah. I guess you're right. It's still in front of you. I should have practiced left to right, actually.
I love shooting shotguns. That was probably my favorite to shoot, personally.
Do you have a shotgun?
No. I do not. Come find out, anybody. No.
Show me your shotgun.
Come find out.
All right, besties. Thanks for hanging with us. The next episode, we will have our Super Bowl predictions on all the prop bets. Check out DraftKings for all of your needs there.
Let's make some awesome prop bets.
Well, we got to take over under on the national anthem.
And we have to take over under on how many times that they show, you know, Taylor Swift. Like, they're talking about what coin sort flip. Of, you know, outfit that she's going to wear. The coin flip.
Tails.
Freaking Gatorade bath.
Okay, well, we'll do all this Thursday.
Teasing it.
Check out all of our Instagrams, Eat at Carriage House in New York, followed by the way in Charleston.
We just got a nice note about that in our email at the boys. They said it was delicious.
Oh, right. Nice. Carriage House?
Yeah, they said it was very good.
Oh, by the way, is coming, folks, this summer. Shop at SewingDownSouth.com. We just got all of our merch back in stock, all shapes, sizes, and colors. Austin's beers spreading across the Southeast. Nick's fireplaces are keeping people warm outside in a stylish, fashionable way. They are called...
You're so stylish and fashionable.
HawkeyeOutdoorLiving.com.
Hawkeye Outdoor Living.
Okay, folks, we love you, besties. Thanks for being with us, and have a great rest of your day.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.